What a Man Gotta Do. NG on Drive here with you till 7. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, welcome to Vibe Drive. I'm here with you till 7. That means another glorious 51 minutes. Now, this time of the show, every Monday, we are joined by the Mayor. And it's quite good, really, because now I'm going to start calling it Mayor's Monday. Doesn't work on any other day of the week. But yeah, he joins us and he's brilliant answering our questions. Now, I mentioned a few weeks back that I'd signed up with Watford Council as a volunteer. And this week, I think I start my volunteering role. So I'll be a befriender on the phone, hopefully making friends, not enemies. And I'm very much looking forward to that. Now, over the last few days, there's been lots happening in Watford. Some quite tragic news coming out of Watford Hospital. And we're really lucky to have the Mayor joining us on air now to help all of us in South West Hearts understand what's happening in our local community. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Benji. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. Now, listen, it's pretty sad start to the week and weekend for Watford, would you say?
Really sad. The news about John, who worked at Watford General, sadly passing away. He was only 24. Was such a sad thing to have happened. You know, he was an amazing person working at Watford General, helping people that had coronavirus. Today we flew our town's flag at half mast at the town hall out of respect for him and his family and friends. And I know that lots of people donated to support his family. So a really tragic thing to have happened.
Now, this news is going to worry, first and foremost, healthcare workers in the area, and it's going to really worry their family and friends. What can you say to reassure people that they will be safe at work?
Yeah, I can completely understand that. It's so important that we've got heroes working at the NHS, that they've got all of the equipment and the PPE that they need. I've raised this with the chief executive of the Hospital Trust. I know that they're getting more PPE, but they need to have that protection. Obviously, on Saturday, we had the situation with the hospital closing due to its oxygen system and the equipment there. You know, I'm pressing again for that to be upgraded so that people right on the front line get all the support that they need. So we need to make sure that that's in place so that our NHS can do the fantastic job that they do and the wonderful staff get all of their support. It also brings home to you and I and everyone else how important it is that we follow their advice about social distancing and staying at home, because the NHS is under so much pressure at the moment, and so we've all got to play our part.
Now, you've come on this show a couple of times now and told people stay indoors, stay at home. But it just seems, when it comes to Cassiabury Park, that people are doing nothing short of just flouting the rules. Is that right?
Well, I'd say the vast majority of people are following the rules, but there are, you know, a small number of people who, you know, are behaving in a reckless way. So on Saturday, we closed the car park at Cassiabury Park. It was really busy first thing on Saturday. Sunday was better after we'd closed the car park. And so we're saying to people, you can go out, you can do the jog or walk or bike ride, whatever, for an hour. We know that it's good for people's well-being and mental health to get exercise and to get outdoors. But we can't have people congregating, having big picnics and big gatherings and playing football games, because if we do that, the virus will spread more quickly and more lives will be lost. And so we've got to follow the NHS advice and not gather in large groups at places like Cassiabury Park.
And the messaging is clear enough, but what I think people get confused with is they think, well, if I'm going out with the family that I live with and we're playing a football game and we're playing a picnic, even if there's five or six or seven of us in a household, then that's fine. But that is not okay, and people can't be seen to be doing that. Otherwise, you're going to have to introduce stricter measures, no?
Yeah, I think we want to keep our parks open. We know how much people enjoy using them. But the government are being, you know, really clear to across the country now, unless people follow it, then there's going to be even stricter rules about going out. You know, we've had a really nice sunny day yesterday. Weather's pretty good today. And I know that people want to get out and they've got every right to get out, but they've got to follow the rules about keeping 2 metres apart from others. Otherwise, we'll see more lives lost. And so it's really important that people follow this advice. The police are making sure it's enforced. They are fining people if they don't follow the rules. But we had, you know, some crazy things said to the police over the weekend, like, you know, oh, I need to drive in here from London to buy paint, or I need to get my car washed, or I don't care, you know, about these rules. People have to follow the rules, because anyone who breaks them, it affects everyone else.
Absolutely. And now, green bins. So are the green ones the ones for garden waste?
They are. So they're the ones with a green lid and a green bin, and it's for garden waste and for food waste. And what we're saying is, from the 20th of April, so 2 weeks today, we're going to have to sadly stop collecting those green bins. The crew at Veolia do brilliant work collecting our bins, and have carried on throughout all of this, but they're very stretched. And so for over the next 2 weeks, anyone who lives in Watford, you'll get your green bin collected, but that'll be it the last time. And so after that collection, what you need to do is put your food waste into your black bin, general waste bin, and then your garden waste you're going to have to store, compost, or do something with, and keep until we'll bring back the service, obviously, as soon as we can.
Now, I mean, it's logical to think that, of course, composting your branches and the grass you're cutting, pretty straightforward. Will putting food waste in your black bin, is that going to increase kind of people's kind of amount of waste that they're putting into landfill? Is that something that you're aware of?
Yeah, sadly, it will mean more waste into landfill, so it's not something we wanted to do. Lots of councils have already done this, you know, a week or two ago. We've held off as long as possible, but as I said, you know, many of our drivers and the people that collect our bins are self-isolating, they're not able to work, and so the service is really stretched, and obviously huge credit to everyone who's still collecting our bins. But we're going to have to make this change in 2 weeks' time. Hopefully it won't be for too long, and we'll bring back the service as soon as we're able to.
Well, I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, it's making us, or it's definitely making me, take a good hard look at myself, because at the moment I don't compost, and actually you can really reduce your waste and kind of the amount of stuff going to landfill if you chuck tea bags on the compost heap, you know, skin that you're peeling from potatoes and things like that. Now, this is if you have the garden. Obviously, lots of people in South West Harts are living in flats and apartments, may not have the access to compost heaps.
Yeah.
But if you do, or if you've been thinking about it, why not start now?
Exactly. I mean, it is a good idea, something to do. Obviously, we think it's really important. We're still collecting people's recycling, which is very good for the environment. And we've still got the general waste bins that will be collected. So, yeah, people are, I think, you know, as I say, the vast majority of people are really sensible about this. They realise that councils are having to make do in a very difficult situation. We've got fantastic staff who are working all hours to try and make sure that residents still get a good service. But we are in a global pandemic situation where there are many people who are ill or self-isolating.
Well, that's it. And I think we should take this moment, really. You know, we're so grateful to the NHS and frontline workers, but we're just as grateful as to the people, our postmen, our refuse collection people, the people working at Royal Mail, you know, people that work in the waterworks, electricity, sewage, that keep the world turning even when we're staying indoors. It's all, you know, we just have to stay indoors, you know, and obviously, you know, there's concerns about people earning money and having jobs, but there are people who are putting themselves, you know, in danger for our benefit just so we can have running water and electricity, right?
That's right. I mean, one of the people I was really impressed with are the pharmacists, and I met a few of them recently. They're, you know, working flat out, and also nursery school workers who are working to so that the doctors and nurses can still work at our hospital. So there's loads of people that are doing an incredible amount of good things. And of course, volunteers as well. You mentioned yourself. I signed up as one of those people on the phone as well. And I know that hundreds, you know, I think it's now 600 people in Watford have signed up to volunteer. And if anyone else listening wants to do that, please sign up via the council's website.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to be starting this week and keeping a diary on the Vibe 107.6 website. And maybe it's something that all our volunteers can carry on after. I think that we discussed that last week, you know.
Yeah, that'll be really positive. Just one other thing I should have said on the green bins. We're very conscious that people that don't have access to the internet might not know about this. And it's very difficult at the moment to get leaflets through doors. So if you live on a street and you know that your next door neighbour, maybe they're an older resident, they don't have the internet, please can you let them know? We're just asking residents to tell their friends and neighbours so that the word gets out about this change.
Maybe stick a note through the door, because I've found when I've knocked on doors, some people have had a fright or not answered the door. You know, sort of Halloween 2.0. Anyway, Peter, thanks for joining us, and we'll see
always
you next week for Mayor's Monday. It's not bad, is
thank
it?
Thank you very much, Benji. Take care.
That's Peter Taylor, the Mayor of Watford. Few key messages there. We've got hard-working members of staff at Watford General Hospital. Very sad tragedy. Castleberry Park, use it responsibly or lose it. And then our green bins. Things are changing. Let a neighbour know. Up next, it's 5 Seconds of Summer.